Buenos días. Gloria a Dios. Help me out now. It's so good to be with you and to be in the house of the Lord. The Lord is good. All the time. God is good. This is a special time. This is the first time that we are going to have a joint service. So I'm going to be speaking Spanish and I'm going to be speaking English and maybe a little French in there. I don't know. But it's so good to be in the house of the Lord. And if this is your first time that you come, will you stand if this is your first time or your second time that you're here? Will you please stand? Praise the Lord. In your bulletin, there's a care card that you can fill out, and we'd love to have information from you. And it's so good to be in the house of the Lord and to praise Him and to give Him all the honor and all the glory. I'm going to ask our chairman of the deacons, our hermano Jack, to come and give us our announcements, please.
Merry Christmas. How about that one? Yeah. All right. Glad to see everyone here today. Let's talk about Lottie Moon. She is showing up and showing out. $3,088 so far has been given. Over $200 has been received in the bottles.
Amen.
Bottles for coins and all. That don't mean you got to stop. Let's keep coming, babies. Wednesday night, there are no services. And then for this week only, will you be back on January 1st? No, you won't be here. So the next 2 weeks, no Wednesday night services, right? Okay, no Wednesday night services. No children's, no youth, anything. So just so you know. All right, here's the plea of call. January 1st is the beginning of a new year. Look around. How many of you have seen this church this full in a while? We need children's workers. We got oodles of children. Plenty of opportunities. Belinda says, I've only got a few hairs left. Come help me. But she's going to take the lead. She just needs workers. So if you've got time, Wednesdays, Sundays during church, she could use that. During the week, or in of yesterday, there were gift baskets delivered. To different ones throughout the community. Thank you for those that have graciously donated to that and continue to donate. Don't let me think it's just this week. It's every week that their needs. There are other announcements throughout the your bulletin here, some on the back. Please read them. I don't hit them all. I mean, you know, I could be up here all day. Because there are plenty of opportunities. And with that, it's your turn. I'm not singing with y'all today because I got too many much criticism.
You know, did not.
Well, it's a Baptist church. Yes, I did.
Well, no, you didn't. So this morning, as we sing, there are no special songs, they're all special. But, we want y'all to sing along with us for everything, even the ones in Spanish. Okay. All right, if you'll stand, please.
Let earth receive her King. Let earth.
Please join me as we prepare our hearts and our minds for worship with the reading of the verse. To us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he we call Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Isaiah 9:6. Let us pray. Father, as we come to you today, just stopping and taking a moment to be with you. Father, you sent your son many years ago knowing that we would not be perfect, but he was. You sent him knowing that he would not survive, that he would die on a cross. And all we had to do was accept the fact that he was your son. You loved us. You've given us grace. You've given us so much, and we give back so little. And Father, as we wrap ourselves around our family with gifts and loving each other and caring, we just let us acknowledge that you wrapped your arms around us, loving us and caring. Thank you for this church. Thank you for our sister church. Thank you for bringing us together as one. Be with us today as we celebrate you. In Jesus' name, amen.
We have a special treat this morning. Our praise team from our Hispanic church is going to come sing Silent Night. So if you will come on up.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I want to say thank you to all of our children. Maybe you receive a card in the mail. I believe that there were like 50-something cards that were sent out by them. And so when you see them, say thank you to them and also to our the ones who are serving our children as well. So we just give God the glory for the opportunity that he gives us to be in his house today. I'm going to ask you to stand, and if you will look for Matthew chapter 1, and we're going to look, I'm sorry, that should be Matthew chapter 2, and we're going to be reading 1 through 12, and I'm going to read it in English, and I'm going to read it in Espanol, so that may sound a little different to you today, so I'm going to go ahead and read it in English. It said, "Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, 'Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him.' When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he inquired of where the Christ was to be born. So they said to him, 'In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written in the prophet, But you, Bethlehem, the land of Judah, are not the least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel.' Then Herod, when he had secretly called the wise men, determined from them what time the star appeared. And he set them to Jerusalem and said, 'Go and search carefully for the young child. When you have found him, bring him back word to me that I may come and worship him also.' When they heard the king, they departed, and behold, the star which they had seen in the east went before them, till it came and stood over the young child where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceedingly great joy. And when they had come into the house, they saw that the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshiped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented gifts to him, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Then, being divinely warned in dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed for their own country another way." Cuando Jesús nació en Belén de Judea, en día de Herodes, vinieron del oriente a Jerusalén unos magos diciendo, ¿dónde está el rey de los judíos que ha nacido? Porque su estrella hemos visto en el oriente y venimos a adorarle. Oyendo esto, el rey Herodes se turbó y toda Jerusalén con él. Y convocados todos los principales sacerdotes y los escribas del pueblo, les preguntó dónde había de nacer el Cristo. Ellos le dijeron, en Belén de Judea, porque así está escrito por el profeta. Y tú, Belén, de la tierra de Judá, no eres la más pequeña entre los príncipes de Judá, porque de ti saldrá un guiador que apacentará a mi pueblo Israel. Entonces Herodes, llamando en secreto a los magos, indagó de ellos diligentemente el tiempo de la aparición de la estrella. Y enviándolos a Belén, dijo, id allá y averiguad con diligencia acerca del niño. Y cuando lo halléis, hacérmelo saber, para que yo también vaya y le adore. Ellos, habiendo oído al rey, se fueron, y he aquí la estrella que había visto en el oriente iba delante de ellos, hasta que llegando se detuvo sobre donde está el niño. Y al ver a la estrella, se regocijaron con muy grande gozo. Y al entrar en la casa, vieron al niño con su madre María postrándose, lo adoraron y abriendo sus tesoros, le ofrecieron presentes, oro, incienso y mirra. Pero siendo avisados por revelación en sueños que no volviesen a Herodes, regresaron a su tierra por otro camino. Padre, gracias. Father, we are so thankful that we are in your house. Thank you for your word. May you speak to us now. In Christ's name, amen. You may be seated. You may be seated. When my grandmother passed away in Honduras, I believe she was 94 years old, and very humble beginnings. She wasn't rich, she wasn't poor, but She left a little inheritance for me. And so when I received the inheritance, at the very same time, one of my boys was doing music, and we had to get an instrument for him. So I took that money from the inheritance and bought myself, I believe it's a saxophone. I still have it. Maybe one day I'll ask Brother Miles to help me how to play it. So one day, it was an inheritance that she left me. You know, when you go overseas, you have to change the currency. So I think it turned out to be like $300 or $400. But it was a great blessing. I still have it. But do you know also that God has given us an inheritance? And today we're going to be talking about the birth of our inheritance. And we're going to be there in chapter 2 in the Gospel of Matthew. And so we're going to be talking about this. Cuando mi abuelita falleció, ella me dejó una herencia. Y de la herencia que ella me dejó, en esa época uno de mis hijos necesitaba un instrumento. Y entonces con ese dinero pude comprar el instrumento. Y hoy vamos a estar hablando de esa herencia, de la herencia que nuestro Señor Jesucristo nos ha dejado. So Dios nos ha dado una herencia. God has given us an inheritance. But there was a criteria here for this inheritance. There was a criteria. And the first criteria for this was that it was a human genealogy. It was a human genealogy. It was important to the Jewish community. For this purpose was the Gospel of Matthew written. It was written to persuade and for the people of the Jewish community to understand that Jesus was the Messiah. And so he wrote to them. And so when you look at this text, especially right there in chapter 1:1, you notice something interesting about this. You know, the other Gospels do not start the way Matthew starts, but he starts with a genealogy. It says in 1:1, it says the book of the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David and the son of Abraham. He said Abraham begotten Isaac, Isaac begotten Jacob, and Jacob begotten Judah and his brothers. Judah begotten Perez and Sarah by Tamar, Perez begotten Hezron, and Hezron begotten Ram. In verse 17, it reads, 1:17, it says, and then was fulfilled what was spoken by Jeremiah the prophet, saying, a voice was heard in Ramah, lamentation, weeping, and great mourning, Rachel weeping for her children, refusing to comfort before there's no more. And then, I'm sorry, going back to verse 17 in chapter 1, it says, so all the generations from Abraham to David are 14 generations, and from David until the captivity of Babylon are 14 generations. And from the captivity of Babylon until the Christ, there are 14 generations. Entonces, entendemos aquí, ¿verdad?, de la genealogía de Jesús. Hay una genealogía humana, ¿verdad?, que nosotros tenemos que entender. Nos dice, ¿verdad?, en el capítulo 1 de Mateo, nos dice la palabra del Señor, libro de la genealogía de Jesucristo, hijo de David, hijo de Abraham. Y después en el versículo 1:17, lo dice de manera que todas las generaciones, desde Abraham hasta David, son 14. Desde David hasta la deportación de Babilonia, 14. Desde la deportación de Babilonia hasta Cristo, son 14. Entonces tenemos entonces una genealogía humana. So we have a human genealogy, but also we have a divine genealogy. We have a divine genealogy. Jesus was 100% human, and he was 100% God. We keep saying this, but that's the truth. That's the truth. No one can do what God can do. No one can do what Jesus can do. He can heal a man. He can walk on water. Oh, he can walk in when the doors were closed. He could hear anything and everything. There was no secrets to him. Oh, he raised people from the dead. He raised people from the dead. There is nothing impossible that he cannot do. Oh, he can take us from death to life in an instant, right now. That's the power of God. So he was divine. Él era divino también. Era divino, una genealogía divina. Era humana y también era una genealogía divina. Tenemos aquí la divinidad La palabra logos, tenemos la palabra logos. Y entonces la palabra logos nos habla de la preexistencia de Jesucristo. The divine genealogy talks about the preexistence of Christ. John tells us in 1:1. He says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. In the beginning was the Logos, and the Logos was with God, and the Logos was God. This was in the beginning. En la palabra de Dios nos dice, ¿verdad? En Juan 1:1, que en el principio era el Verbo, y el Verbo era con Dios, y el Verbo era Dios. Ahí esa es la palabra Logos. Entonces quiere decir entonces que tenemos una herencia humana. We have a human genealogy of Christ, but we also have a divine genealogy of Christ. Christ was pre-existent. He was pre-existent. Él siempre ha existido. He has always been. He always is. He's the same one yesterday, today, and forever. Él es el mismo ayer, hoy y por los siglos. Entonces Jesucristo, Él estaba presente en la creación. He was present in the creation. Billy Graham, in his book, The Holy Spirit, he talks about something interesting about the Hebrew in which the Old Testament was written. Billy Graham, en el libro El Espíritu Santo, en el hebreo, habla de algo interesante sobre el libro en hebreo. And he says the singular means one. Significa que en el hebreo, en la gramática, in the grammar, in the Hebrew grammar, singular means one, dual means two, and plural means more than two. Entonces, aquí la palabra de Dios, ¿verdad?, nos dice en aquí que en el hebreo, que la palabra singular significa uno, dual significa dos, y plural significa que hay más que dos. Entonces, aquí en Génesis, in Genesis 1:26, we can see the divine genealogy and the pre-existence of the Godhead. When God said here, he said, let us make man in our image. The word here, us, means God is Elohim, and it's not dual, but it's rather plural. It means more than two. It means that the whole Godhead was present right there. The Father was present, the Holy Spirit was present, and the Son was present when everything was created. Quiere decir entonces que cuando todo fue creado, en Génesis 1:26, dice, hagamos al hombre a nuestra imagen. La palabra ahí, hagamos, es la palabra hablando de Elohim, y significa que habían más que dos. So in this season of giving and receiving, what should we give him? En esta temporada de dar y recibir, ¿qué le podemos dar a él? ¿Qué le podemos dar a él? Si regresamos a Mateo 2, if we return to Matthew chapter 2, he said, now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in these days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem. And then in verse 11, he says, and when they had come into the house, they saw that the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshiped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented gifts to him, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. So, in this season, what can we give him? What can we give him? Well, the first thing that we can give him, we can seek him. The wise men came from the east, and they came to seek him. They were seeking him. We can seek him today. He's right there. He's right here in this place. You can seek him. He's there where you live. He's there in the supermarket. He's there in the vehicle that you drive. He's there with you. He's there. He's there. You can seek him any hour, 24/7, 7 days a week, 365 days of the year. Now, let me go back and translate. I forgot now. All right. Puede buscarlo a él. Lo primero que usted puede hacer es buscarlo a él. Estos magos vinieron, ¿verdad? Y vinieron a buscarlo a él. Vinieron a buscarlo. Usted lo puede encontrar en cualquier lugar. Lo puede encontrar en su casa. Lo puede encontrar en este lugar. Lo puede encontrar en su vehículo. Lo puede encontrar en su trabajo. En todo lugar, Él está presente. Usted lo puede buscar. Usted lo puede buscar. La otra cosa es que hay que darle reverencia. Hay que darle reverencia. The second thing is that we must reverence him. In verse 11, it says, and they had come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and they said, and fell down. They fell down. We need to show reverence to God. God is holy. Amen. Dios es santo. Y tenemos que nosotros darle reverencia a él. Cuando ellos entraron, desde que se postraron, as soon as they walked into the door, they fell on their knees and praised to the Lord. They praised him. So they fell down and they praised him. Dice que ellos entraron a la casa y empezaron y se postraron delante de él. Se postraron delante de él. Pero también, ellos también adoraron a Dios. The other thing that we can give him, we can worship him. This is exactly why they moved. This is why they came all the way from the east. Esta era la razón principal porque ellos vinieron. Vinieron desde muy lejos. They came from far away, from the east. Del este llegaron y viajaron lejos para siguiendo una estrella. They were following a star to find where Jesus had been born. And the main reason was to praise him, to worship him. Listen, we go through all of this. We get ready on Saturday night, maybe throughout the week, to come to God's house, to praise him, to worship him. This is why we're here today. We're here to praise him. May First Baptist Church, Fort Valley, praise God right now. Praise the Lord. That's the first time I hear hallelujah in a Baptist church. Thank you very much. Praise the Lord. Cuando venimos aquí, venimos a adorarlo. Ellos llegaron a adorarlo. They came to worship him. Vinieron a adorarlo. Y eso fue lo que ellos hicieron. Vinieron a adorar a nuestro Señor Jesucristo. They came to worship him. And he is worthy to be praised. And he is and adored. But there was problems. There was problems. In verse 10. And it says here, and when they saw that the star had, they rejoiced with exceedingly great joy. And then it says, and they had come into the house, and they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell and worshiped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented gifts to him, and gold and frankincense and myrrh. But there was something in verse 7, that when Herod, verse 7, it says, and then Herod, when he had secretly called the wise men, determined from them at the time and the star appeared, and he went into Jerusalem and said, go and search carefully for the young child. When you have found him, bring back the word to me that I may come and worship him also. He had the opportunity to worship the King of Kings. Él tenía la oportunidad de adorar, de exaltar, de glorificar el nombre de Jesucristo. Herodes tenía toda la oportunidad. He had all the opportunity. Just think about it for one second. Here is one and only. Jesus is going to be born. God is going to become flesh. There's a little baby right there. He's born. But Herod is thinking about himself. Herod was thinking about himself. And so we find something here interesting. Now, what was his problem? Why was he troubled? ¿Por qué estaba Herodes enojado? Why was he mad? Well, you see, Mark Anthony had convinced the Senate to make Herod the king of the Jews. In other words, Herod became jealous. En otras palabras, Herodes se volvió celoso. He could not worship the Lord because there was an obstacle. Él no podía adorar a Dios libremente porque había un obstáculo. Y ese obstáculo se llamaban celos. And that obstacle had a name. He was jealous. There could not be another king except Herod. No podía haber otro rey más que Herodes en la mente de él. Entonces él dijo, I want to know where he's at so I can go and worship him. You see, that was false worship. That was not worship at all. It was lip service. He had an opportunity. You know, it's interesting how jealousy can become diabolic. If we do not control jealousy, did you see what happens? If you see the pattern here, he was jealous, and then it says that he became angry, and then he took action. And what did he do? Look what he did in verse 16. Then Herod, when he saw that he was deceived by the wise man, was exceedingly angry. And he sent forth and put to death all the male children who were in Bethlehem and in its districts, from 2 years old and under, according to the time when he had determined from the wise man. Si uno no se cuida, los celos se vuelven enojura. Y de enojura se vuelve hasta llegar muerte. Los celos se pueden volver diabólicos. This is exactly what happened here. Can you imagine? Focus on himself. He was focusing on himself. He wasn't there to worship. We have an opportunity to worship the Lord. But we must clear our hearts. Tenemos que limpiar nuestro corazón. Esta temporada es una temporada especial. This is a special season of the year. And what a blessing would be, the greatest gift that we can give God is just say, God, I'm jealous. You know, sometimes when people get excited about Jesus, people around in the same house get jealous. I have met husbands who have been jealous of their wives because their wives are sold out for Christ. And I have also met women who have been very upset because the man is excited about Jesus. And worshiping the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, en vez de glorificar y exaltar el nombre de Jesucristo, están enfocados en ellos. Instead of worshiping him, they're focusing themselves on self. This is a special season to bring gifts to the Lord. Este es un tiempo especial de traerle regalos al Señor. Es un tiempo especial. But they also brought him gold. Verse 11. También le trajeron oro. And when they had come into the house, they saw that the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshiped him. We don't know how many wise men where they were. No sabemos cuántos habían. La tradición, the tradition says, based on the number of gifts, that there were three of them, but we really do not know. They were no longer in the manger. Ya no estaban tampoco en el establo. Estaban en una casa. According to Matthew, they said that they were already in the house. That means that the baby was already bigger. That means that Jesus may have been maybe one, no more than 2 years old, because when Herod said, let's get rid of all of those children under two, that means that Jesus must have been somewhere in that age range. Jesús estaba en esa edad, no era un bebé, ya no estaba en el establo. Era probablemente tenía menos de 2 años, dice, porque menos de 2 años fue lo que hizo Herodes, mandó a matar a estos niños. They brought him gold. He was the real king. The wise men knocked it out of the park. They brought him gold. When a king was visited, they were brought gifts. Cuando un rey se visitaba, se traían presentes. Cuando era un verdadero rey, se traía el mejor metal. When he was a true king, an acknowledged king, a recognized king, they would bring him the best metal, and they brought him gold. See, God requires the best of us. He wants the best of us. He wants the best of you and the best of me. We need to give him the best. Tenemos que darle lo mejor al Señor. Tenemos que darle lo mejor. We need to give him our time. We need to give him our finances. Give him, he said, Lord, here they are, Lord. Here I tithe my offering. Here, because he has blessed us. Think about all the blessings that you have received. Piensa en todas las bendiciones que ha recibido este año. Doesn't he deserve the best? ¿No merece él lo mejor de nosotros? He deserves our very best. We need to give him time. We need to bring our tithe and our offerings to him. We need to serve him because he deserves the very best of us. If it wasn't for Jesus, you and I would be standing in this place right now because his goodness has been great to us. Oh, he's so marvelous. He takes care of us night and day. He lets us have children, blessed us with children. He blessed us with family members. He's blessed us with a church. He's blessed us. We are blessed. He deserves the very best. Are you giving him your very best today? Are you giving him your very best? ¿Está dándole usted lo mejor a nuestro Señor Jesucristo hoy en día? Los magos vinieron y le trajeron lo mejor. They came from all away to give him the best. And he deserves the best because he is the best. Amen? So they brought him gold, but they also brought him frankincense. También dice que le trajeron incienso, versículo 11. They acknowledged him that he was a high priest. Trayéndole incienso, reconocían que él era el sumo sacerdote, que él era un mediador, that he was a mediator. He came to make and build a bridge between heaven and earth. Can you imagine that we can talk to God right now and he'll listen to us, and he hear us? If you call upon God right now, he will listen to you. He's not going to go just to the ceiling of this facility. No, listen, when you and I talk to God because of Christ, por Jesucristo, cuando usted y yo hablamos con Dios, it doesn't just come to the roof, it doesn't go to the clouds. He goes straight to the heavenly throne. Cuando usted y yo hablamos con Dios, hablamos y esa oración va directamente hacia el trono de Dios. He became a mediator between me and God, between you and God, a mediator. See, we couldn't talk with God. God is holy. God is holy. Dios es santo, pero a través de Jesucristo, but through Christ, we can communicate with God. You can talk with him. You can share your problems. You can share your burdens. Puedes hablar con Dios. Puedes compartirles tu dolor. You can share your pain with him. You can tell him how you feel. Le puedes decir cómo te sientes. He'll understand you. He'll understand you. He's listening to you. He's listening to us. Right now, we are live from heaven. He's watching us right now. Praise the Lord. You can wave at the Lord. He's watching us. Amen. Those are my children praising me, worshiping me, and exalting me, serving me. One day, we will be in his presence. For I go to prepare a place for you that where I am, you shall also be. Oh, I can't wait to be in heaven one day. Are you excited? What a blessing we have that, listen, the Lord is waiting for us in heaven, the streets of gold. No more pain, no more sorrow, no more sickness, no more taxes. Amen? Got to put the taxes in there. Wow. What a blessing. It's a blessing to be a child of God. It's a blessing. But they also presented gifts to him. Myrrh. What's the gift? It was really a gift for us. It was used to embalm the bodies of the dead. La mirra se usaba para embalsamar los cuerpos de los muertos. That's what they brought him. That means that he was not just coming to come. That little baby was to die for the salvation to save us, to give us eternal life, to forgive us of our sins. There's not one just, says Romans 3:1, not one of us. If it wasn't for the Lord who came, there was no hope. But he came, he became our hope. He is our hope. He is the hope of glory. Él es nuestra esperanza, porque no teníamos esperanza. Since he is the King of kings, the Lord of all, the high priest, and the one who died, then what is our inheritance? I think Peter puts it perfectly. Pedro lo pone perfectamente. He says, and to our inheritance, incorruptible and defiled, does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you. And I love this passage. What a wonderful inheritance that we have. He said, but you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praise of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. What an inheritance. We have princes. We have queens before us. You're special. Usted es especial. Es real sacerdocio. Nación santa. Pueblo adquirido por Dios. ¿Qué herencia nos ha dado el Señor? Maybe you feel like nobody cares for you. Maybe you think nobody likes you. Maybe you're just too explosive, or maybe you're just too slow. Maybe you're just too much introvert, or maybe too extrovert. God knows all of that. And he says, I want to make you a queen, and I'm going to make you a king. Oh, what a blessing. What an inheritance. ¡Qué bendición! A lo mejor usted es una persona muy enojada, muy explosiva, muy pacífica, muy lenta, muy rápida, muy agresiva. Y sin embargo, el Señor te dice, yo quiero darte una herencia. Te quiero hacer. Eres un pueblo especial, real sacerdocio, nación santa. El Señor tiene cosas especiales para todos nosotros. Maybe today you need to receive God's inheritance. Tal vez usted está hoy aquí, usted quiere recibir esa herencia de parte de Dios. It is available to you, free of charge. He already paid for it. It's free. He gave his life on the cross for you and I. Él dio su vida en la cruz por usted y por mí. He wants to save you today. Perhaps you're seeking like the wise men were seeking. Tal vez usted está como los magos llegaron y andaban buscando la estrella. They were looking, following the star, but really they were looking for Christ. And they found him. A lo mejor usted anda buscando algo en la vida. Maybe you're looking for something in life. What you're looking for? The Lord has it. Él lo tiene para usted. Padre, gracias te damos en este día. Father, we thank you so much for allowing us to be in your house and to praise you, to give you all honor and glory. We are so thankful, Lord, for the opportunity that we have to worship you and to praise you and to humble ourselves before you, Lord. We are so thankful. for the greatest gift of all time, Jesus Christ. Maybe you're here today and you do not know God. Today is the day of salvation. A lo mejor usted no conoce a Jesucristo este día. Hoy es el día de salvación. Hoy es el día de salvación. ¿Habrá alguien este día? Is there anybody here today that would like to give their lives to Christ today? He's right here, right now. He'll transform your life right now. The Spirit of God will come and live and dwell in you, and you will go from death to life right now. Usted puede pasar de muerte a vida en este mismo momento si usted entrega su vida a Jesucristo. ¿Habrá alguien este día? Is there anybody here today? Maybe you're there and you just want to raise your hand and we can talk with you later. Is there anybody here? ¿Alguien en este día quisiera entregar su vida al Señor? Padre, gracias por este día. Lord, thank you for today. To you, oh Lord, be the honor and glory. We rejoice with the angels, we rejoice with the wise men, and all of those who over 2,000 years ago rejoice. Every generation has been rejoicing ever since because the Savior is here. Gracias, Señor, te damos en Cristo Jesús. Amén. Amen. As we partake the Lord's Supper, we believe in open communion. What that means is that you, if you're a believer, you've been baptized by immersion, you can partake the Lord's Supper even though you're not a member of our church. In 1 Corinthians 11 and 27 says, therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this reason, many are weak and sick among you, and many sleep. But if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened by the Lord, that we may not be condemned with the world. Therefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, it says, wait for one another. If anyone is hungry, let him eat at home, lest you come together for judgment. And the rest I will set in order when I come. It was a warning to the church that Paul was giving to the Corinthian church, that they needed to discern, that they needed to examine themselves before taking the Lord's Supper. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus on the same night in which he was betrayed, he took bread. For the Jack, will you pray, please?
Gracious Heavenly Father, we come to you at this point. For the service, Lord, just thank you for your son.
And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take it, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper. Brother Calvin, will you pray for us, please?
For the opportunity, Lord, to come to you and to share your Lord's supper. Lord, bless us to our bodies, bless us to our spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.
In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." So as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes. Father, thank you so much for allowing us to be partakers of the bread and the cup. One day, we will be in your presence forever. Thank you. And we can do this. You, O Lord, be the honor. You, O Lord, be the glory. In Christ's name, amen. Thank you.
If you'll stand and sing with us hymn number 330. For joining us today for this Christmas season. You know, God sent his son for all the world, each one of us, and we are thankful that they're here to celebrate with us today. We're going to end with a Feliz Navidad. Can I have my praise team from Iglesia Mar here? And then we will go over to the fellowship hall to celebrate together with a meal. Hermano Dennis, do you want to go ahead and pray for the meal, and then we'll sing
yes,
our last song?
Yes. Okay. Also, we have at the doors, we'll have some of our deacons. We have a deacon fund, is that correct? Pardon me? Benevolence, okay. Thank you very much. And so, everyone is welcome. Please do not go. We have a meal to celebrate. And thank you so much for being here. We appreciate you. We love you. We care for you. We pray for you. Let's thank the Lord. Father, we thank you so much for today. Father, this has been a little bit of heaven on earth. The nations are here. We give you all the honor and glory. Thank you for the our fellowship we're about to partake. To you, O Lord, be the honor and glory. In Christ's name, amen.